Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Dr. Ed Holliday, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Last week, crazy week in America. News went crazy. Emotions high. Before we start the show, I just want to say a few words that you have heard before. And here we go. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. You've heard those words. Gettysburg Address. And what a crazy, crazy time our country's going through. And it goes back to President Donald Trump. Some people still have not gotten over his winning the election. Can he be more polished? Choose better words? Maybe. But I still have no doubt President Trump is who we need for this time. And this is some wound, racial reconciliation. Wow. America has never gotten over slavery. We haven't gotten all over the Civil War. And now we got left-wingers, Democrats, who despise the Nazis and calling against the neo-Nazis, and I decried any neo-Nazis, any Ku Klux Klan, but you can't take away their history. And for the people on the left and Democrats across this nation who would be, it'd be absurd for them to clap for Hitler burning the books in the 1930s. And yet that's what Hitler did. He destroyed the history. Had book burnings. Now, they are against the neo-Nazis. I'm against the neo-Nazis. Why do they want to use a Nazi technique of burning books? What is destroying our history? Pulling down statues. Calling for the removal of statues from the U.S. Capitol. Why destroy a history? Are we not better to know that history? Why do the fools always repeat history? Why is history repeated? Can we not learn? Does our generation not profit from the fact that over 600,000 Americans died in the Civil War so that we wouldn't have to fight a war amongst ourselves? And when I say I use the word profit, our generation profits, I don't mean that we make money. What I'm talking about, we don't have to pay the price of blood that flowed from all sides. Now let's go back in the Gettysburg Address. And am I wrong to think and believe that when Lincoln said, in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. If you go to Gettysburg, you see the monuments throughout the battlefield, the park. And thank goodness, I heard Gettysburg said they're not removing any monuments. How could you remove monuments? Telling you how the battle was fought. And forget about our lives for a minute. And if you go to the Gettysburg battlefield and you see where thousands of men died, you go to the Devil's Den. I mean, you walk across what were General Pickett's men, what they call Pickett's Charge. Walk across that field and think about all the artillery and guns blowing and going as brave men walked in line in formation and were gunned down in a massacre. And yet they were ordered to move forward across a mile open ground. Wow. And now we got snowflakes that don't know history, and they want to tear down monuments because it said Confederate. I mean, did the Confederates not fight? Did men not bleed and die? And it said, it is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us. Does that task not remain? And when we tear down the symbols of the past, when we tear down statues of people who actually were there and were honored by one side or the other, is that not American history? Did the Confederates not secede from the Union? Was it not called a rebellion by Abraham Lincoln? He didn't recognize secession. Called it rebellion. Those who want to destroy history are going to be bound to repeat it. I think some of them want a war, and that's what's going on, folks. There's people who hate the U.S. Constitution. They hate the Declaration of Independence. They hate freedom. They hate America and what it takes to bring it down. I hope Americans are not blind to that. I hope Americans are not blind to that. This is a different Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. If you don't like it, I apologize. But I just have to ask some questions. Is the Nazi book burning that is so laughed at all my life? I've heard liberals say, put books in the library. You know, we got to have freedom of speech. You know, don't ban books. You know, And now they are tearing down history. Well, if they take away the statue of Robert E. Lee, does that mean every book, every phrase that Robert E. Lee wrote, do we have to strip it out of the textbooks? Is that what's next? Well, they're not in textbooks now, but in books of history. The people who want to take away Robert E. Lee's statue, obviously they don't know what happened at Appomattox when he said he would rather die a 1,000 deaths than ride over and surrender. And yet he knew the South had lost the war. And he could have called for guerrilla warfare. He could have called for his troops to disband and not stop fighting. Spread out. Cause guerrilla warfare. That was an option. But General Lee said no. Surrender on fair terms. Go back home. Farm. Be good citizens. And they want to tear down a statue? Think what would have happened to our country if he said call for guerrilla warfare? How long would it have taken? How many more lives? What would have happened? And yet he stood up with honor. And they want to tear down the statue of Robert E. Lee. Take it away. They don't know their history. Snowflake land. Is it far from Nazi land? Am I calling them? I did not call anybody a Nazi. Don't take words out of my mouth. I'm saying the Nazis burnt the books. They didn't want the history. They wanted their history, nobody else's history. Tearing down symbols, tearing down statues. Are you so afraid of something that you don't go back and read? Then if you want to put another monument, hey, that could be something. Tearing down monuments. What happened in Baltimore? Where the mayor, in the dead of the night, by her own, she sent word, tear them, you know, bring down the Confederate monuments. They were brought down without any discussion, without any talk. And she did it, she said, in safety. Is that more Jefferson-like, or is that more Hitler-like? What would Lincoln have done? What would Lincoln have done in the dead of night? Would he act like a tyrant? What about the mayor of Baltimore? Was that right? Does every mayor just say, hey, I got executive authority in the middle of the night, I'm going to do these things without asking anybody, about a committee, without asking citizens? Whose government is it anyway? Must be hers. Must be hers. And going back to what would Lincoln do? This master designer who got America through the Civil War. And it wasn't easy. And he got America through the Civil War. And at the end, what did he say? In victory, when Richmond fell, he said, had the band play Dixie. He knew reconciliation, assassinated before he could carry it through. When we want sides to come together, can we not look at what Lincoln did when he said, play the song Dixie? Have you heard the left using that kind of reconciliation? Well, book burning, tearing down monuments, the left, who always said, "We, you know, if you don't like something, turn it off. We got freedom of speech," and now they're controlling speech. They don't want anybody to say anything unless it's approved words to say. I am not supporting neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, anybody that's going to put the white nationalist, that's not supply, but everybody has a right to freedom of speech. And ACLU is one to help back up their permit. But there at Charlottesville, what happened? One death could have been a lot worse. But America's response, I don't think we've heard everybody's response. I think we've heard the media's response. When you hear people drawing up impeachment papers for Donald Trump, the president, for what he had to say at a news conference? When you got people like former Vice President Al Gore saying resign? Can you not see the pattern here? This left wing group of people and establishment who have been in power cannot stand Donald Trump. He's not a part of them, and they don't want to stop undermining him until they get him out of office. Duly elected by the people of the United States of America. Are our freedoms being threatened? Yes. Yes. American people need to stand up. They need to stand up for the Constitution. And this, I thought it was just a joke for a while, the fake media. Did you know that there's some media that actually took Donald Trump's word and put a one word that was not used in his conference when he said it was talking about that the alt left came at us with basically, he didn't say us, but the one paper reported that he did, and it got carried out, and then later they withdrew and said no, he didn't say attacked us, he said them. And yet the damage is done. Fake news, wrong news, in a very emotional, tensed time. Was it purpose? Was it really on purpose, or was it a mistake? These are things that, folks, it's very difficult in this time. So what do you do as a patriot? Always seek the truth. And I would like for people to come out with the truth. Show us some things that happen. We hear a lot of things. But more than that, focus on what the good that's happening. And all in all, Donald Trump said the best thing for race relations is jobs, jobs, jobs. You know what? That may be one of the smartest things ever said, and nobody said anything about it. Nobody said anything about it. Take a listen.
We have companies coming back into our country. We have two car companies that just announced. We have Foxconn in Wisconsin just announced. We have many companies, I say, pouring back into the country. I think that's going to have a huge positive impact on race relations. You know why? It's jobs. What people want now, they want jobs. They want great jobs with good pay. And when they have that, you watch how race relations will be. And I'll tell you, we're spending a lot of money on the inner cities. We're fixing the inner cities. We're doing far more than anybody's done with respect to the inner cities. It's a priority for me, and it's very important.
Well, what Donald Trump just said may be one of the most significant statements anyone's ever heard in America. We say, we got to try something new. Donald Trump just said, get better paying jobs, more jobs, and see and watch race relations improve. Where is the left when they challenge him to it? I mean, have they challenged him on that? Let's see. Let's get more jobs, better paying jobs, get America working, and let's see how race relations go. I mean, he gave a new challenge. Has any president ever said that? Has any president? We've worked since we came on air. I went over to Gettysburg Address. This country has suffered from race relations, failed attempts at it, and throughout history, from slavery through Jim Crow, through the Civil Rights Movement, and now we stand. We had a first African American president elected by the people of the United States of America, and look at race relations now. Are they better? Where will they go? You would think we are in a country ready for civil war, and yet the president of the United States lays out a new plan for race relations. He says, let's get better paying jobs, more jobs, and race relations will get better. And not a word from anybody. But you're you're hearing about it here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Anybody who listened to the news conference would have heard it, but it's something I've never heard before. I've been working with racial reconciliation for years, and that is one of the newest, best ways I've heard anyone say, let's get people to work with good paying jobs and watch race relations get better. Let's hold him to it. Let's hold Donald Trump to that. And where's the media? Hold him to it. Republicans, get together. He just laid out the best way to improve race relations. It's his way. Nobody said it before. Take that and run with it and challenge America. We get better paying jobs, and let's see if race relations get better. Let's give it a try, folks. Wow. They don't want giving credit for it. I've never heard any president say that. That let the American economy grow. Barack Obama said, let's make jobs by the government giving jobs. And that's not what makes the economy grow. When you have government jobs, some of the taxpayers have to pay for the salaries. Let private business grow and multiply. Turn loose the engines of the American economy, and that's through tax reform, it's through getting rid of Obamacare, it's through infrastructure. That's what Donald Trump was there for, an infrastructure news conference. And nobody would ask a question on infrastructure. And they've taken this, and again, Trump called them the alt-left. Maybe that's what they are, the alt-left. They won't do everything to undermine his presidency. Wow. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And this is an unusual show this week because we had an unusual week last week. I have hope in America because I think Americans are better than the fake news that we're hearing from the major mainstream media. I think Donald Trump can use this to help grow his presidency. He can get better with his words, but he's not afraid to go in confrontation with the press. What other person who's ever been president has lashed out at the press many times for, like I said, using wrong language and reporting and then coming back, oh, we didn't mean to do that. Did they not mean to do it? Or are they just trying to inflame emotions and passion against Donald Trump? So we are showing you things here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're not always going to get to hear. Some of you may have said, hey, I haven't even heard the press conference. Well, in just a minute, I'm going to play opening 4 or 5 minutes of the press conference to end the show. Let me tell you, last week we had Lisa Watson on, and she was talking about the new Underground Railroad. Now, this week we've talked about comparing the Confederate statues, removal of Confederate statues. Is it like Nazi book burning? You know, what is the difference there? Well, the alt-left Democrats is like burning books when you start tearing down history. You know, I mean, I never thought I'd say today the Democrats would be for Hitler's book burning. But that's what they're doing, and they want to tear down history. I don't see the difference. Somebody email me. Tell me where I'm wrong on that. And I'm sure some of you will. But this is what I want you to know. I talked about Lisa Watson. And last week, if you didn't hear last week's show, go listen. And she told us about the new Underground Railroad. She knows about education. She's got a plan for education, for getting kids out of the failing schools of the inner cities. One thing that Donald Trump wants is the inner cities to thrive. And Lisa Watson has a plan to do it. Go back and listen to last week's show. Next week, we will try to get the second half of the show in. This was a special week because of what happened in Charlottesville. But I will tell you that my concern for America is great of what's going on and all the false news media, fake news. And Donald Trump's not 100% right either. He can grow from this. America can grow for it. Let's have that conversation. Let's be intentional. Reach out to someone who's a different skin color than you are and make some new friends. Let's find opportunities to do that. And this is the thing I want to leave you with before I play the clip of Donald Trump in the first 3 or 4 minutes of his that robust press conference. Pray for America. Find somebody of different skin color you are and pray with them. Get together and pray. Pray for our country. One thing I did not see in all the film at Charlottesville, I didn't see people praying. I didn't see people getting together to say, let's pray. Didn't see any of that. Prayer will help save America. If you don't believe me, start praying. Get on your knees. Help you, and it'll help our country. And I think God can use this past week to really make America a unique, great country, something that we've never been before. Don't lose hope. The weirdos, the crazies, always going to get the news press. The good, hardworking Americans, the forgotten. Donald Trump knows who you are because he said he wouldn't forget you. You wouldn't be forgotten anymore. And the press forgets us. They won't go to the good folks. They won't go to those who are working hard, taking care of business. Nope, they go to the weirdos. Somebody egged the fight on, it looked like to me. Where were the police? Where were the police when they were swinging bats at each other? You know, who told them to stand down? Or did they just decide, hey, let people beat each other up? I don't know. But I think there's some people need to answer to that. We need to find out what went on. So hopefully they'll have a full-fledged investigation. But that's this week's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. Unusual webcast this week. And our podcast is something that you can tell your friends and neighbors. I believe in America. I believe in us all being Americans. Every part of history in America is yours. You are a part. You are a part slave. You are a part slave owner. You are a part American, Yankee. You are a part Confederate. If you're an American, American history has entwined us all. Now, you may have a skin color. You might be more identified with family history. But if you study history, if you know history, all Americans are not only connected, we are what our past is. William Faulkner says the past isn't gone. The past is. You know, it's not past. It is. It's us. It's happening. So, with that, let me just say, take a listen to this final couple minutes of Donald Trump. Just hear, and if you didn't hear it, you just need to hear the way the press was just after him. I mean, after him. And no respect for the President of the United States. And he fights back. Take a listen. Next week, we have another rock split in politics. I can't guarantee you what exactly will be on because rocks keep splitting here. But we will try to get the second half with Lisa Watson on next week for sure. So God bless you. See you next week.
The press were not fake. And if it was honest, the press would have said what I said was very nice. But unlike you and unlike you.
Why did you wait so long?
I didn't wait long. I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure, unlike most politicians, that what I said was correct. Not make a quick statement. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement. But you don't make statements that direct unless you know the fact. It takes a little while to get the facts. You still don't know the facts. And it's a very, very important process to me. And it's a very important statement. So I don't want to go quickly and just make a statement for the sake of making a political statement. I want to know the facts. If you go back to my, in fact, I brought it.
What did you bring, Mr. President?
As I said on, remember this, Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And then I went on from there. Now, here's the thing. Excuse me. Take it nice and easy. Here's the thing. when I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts. This event just happened. In fact, a lot of the event didn't even happen yet as we were speaking. This event just happened. Before I make a statement, I need the facts. So I don't want to rush into a statement. So making the statement when I made it was excellent. In fact, the young woman, who I hear is a fantastic young woman, and it was on NBC, her mother wrote me and said through, I guess, Twitter, social media, the nicest things, and I very much appreciated that. I hear she was a fine, really, actually, an incredible young woman. But her mother on Twitter thanked me for what I said. And honestly, if the press were not fake, and if it was honest, the press would have said what I said was very nice. But unlike you and unlike the media, before I make a statement, I like to know the facts. They don't. How about a couple of
Mr. Trump, how about a couple of infrastructure questions? Was that terrorism?
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.